Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Now, people are really confused about everything concerning gender and sex, marriage and family. So we're going to dedicate a series of 15 rosary meditation to explaining God's plan for sexuality, marriage, family, dating, contraception, homosexuality, and even the civil rights of LGBTQ. So if you'll meditate, that means think about the teachings contained in this series. I promise you, you'll come away after this series with a very clear and renewed and joyful vision of the Church's teaching on marriage, sexuality, and family. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, as I said, our culture has completely lost track of our sexuality. It's easily one of the most obvious areas where the world has turned its back on God and on the truth Christ proclaims through the Scriptures and the Church. And yet the world still recognizes that, at the end of the day, sexuality is supposed to be about love. Hollywood keeps churning out love stories. Rock and roll keeps making songs about love. Now, they may be stories or songs involving divorce or fornication or homosexuality or who knows what, but they are supposed to be love stories and love songs because we can't erase the fact that our sexuality is meant to be a vehicle for love. And love always seeks to express itself through a sincere gift of self. This testifies to the fact that our sexuality comes from God. Human sexuality is designed to be an expression of love and a gift of self to another. And that's why it reflects God Himself, because God is love. God is a gift of self, and that's why He made us male and female, so that we could be like Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the Bible, St. John tells us that God is love. The Catechism expands on this, saying, God himself is an eternal exchange of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So love and a gift of self are at the core of what the Trinity is. Now remember, each of the members of the Trinity are the same God. They aren't three different gods. What makes it so that there are three persons yet only one God is that the Father gives everything he has. He gives every perfection, every resource, every aspect of his power, all his knowledge. In fact, he gives everything he is to the Son. The Father holds nothing back, and the Son receives everything, so that there's absolutely nothing they don't have in common. The only difference between them is that the Father has given all of it and the Son has received all of it. And the Father and the Son give the whole of what they share together to the Holy Spirit, so that he is the same God, with the same mind and will and knowledge and power. That's what it means to be infinite love. It means you give everything, and you give infinitely, and you receive infinitely. That's what God is. That's why God's infinitely happy. And he has made us so that we can give and receive and be like him, and be infinitely happy like him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God could have been happy just with himself. He has, just by being God, infinite perfect companionship, infinite perfect sharing and receiving and enjoying of his infinite goodness. He doesn't need anything, but he chose to confer existence on us, on small finite things. He chose to create. Think of God's love just in making you. He didn't have to. And he could have made someone else instead of you. But he made you. Through pure love, he has selected you from among so many whom he could have created in place of you. But he has left them in their nothingness and brought you into existence and placed you in the world. God showed his love for you, first of all, in making you, in giving you existence, and he brought you into existence to be in his own image, which means God, who is love and gift itself, made you so that you could also love and so that you could also become a gift of self.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, I used to teach a class every semester up at the University of Kansas at the St. Lawrence Center, the Catholic Campus Center, on love, sex, marriage, and family. That's a way to get them to come. And I would always start the semester by asking the students, are you happy being used and using others? And they would say, nah, we're sick of it. And they wished for someone to give them a different way to go about relationships that wasn't use. And God, through the church, gives us the most beautiful vision for relationships. And the Second Vatican Council, in its document, Gaudium et Spes, has one line that captures it all. It's very powerful. In essence, this document and this one line express that God the Trinity is, by nature, an infinite gift of self. And because we are in His image, we are called to become gifts of self. So listen to what Gaudium et Spes says. It says, there is a certain likeness between the union of the divine persons and the union of God's sons in truth and love. This likeness shows that man, who is the only creature on earth that God has willed for its own sake, cannot fully find himself except through a sincere gift of self. We can't know ourselves, we can't find ourselves, except through a sincere gift of self. John Paul called this the law of the gift, that life has meaning only to the extent that we become a sincere gift of self. It is in our nature to love because it's in God's nature to love. It is in our nature to find happiness through a gift of self to another because it's in God's nature to be happy through a gift of self to another. And we've been made in God's image, and so we have been designed for love, which means a gift of self. And nowhere is that design more apparent than in the fact that we have been made men and women. Now, the bottom line is this. Everything that the church teaches about marriage and family and sexuality is all geared so that we don't use each other, so that we love one another through a sincere gift of self. And the church only condemns certain sexual actions because they're not actually loving. They're just use. And that's what we're going to explain through all of these meditations, so that we can all learn to live this law of the gift and find true happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the very first book of the Bible, in the very first chapter, it says that God made man in his own image, and then immediately afterwards, as though to highlight that we're in God's image, it said, male and female, he created them. We exist. We have been put on this earth so that we can learn to love with every dimension of who we are. But the sexual dimension is where that mission is most vivid, because the very structure of our bodies shows that men have been designed to give themselves in a very particular way to that women can receive, and that women can give themselves to men in a very particular way that the men can celebrate and be grateful for. We are designed to love because we are God's children. Our sexuality isn't the exception to that design. It's literally the embodiment of that design. So if we would live our sexuality rightly, we must be committed to loving in a godly way. And if we would love in a godly way, we must be committed to living our sexuality rightly. And like every other form of love, and right living, this is going to be a challenge. There will always be the threat of selfishness, always the threat of using others, and rationalizing or justifying our selfish behavior. So let's, as a resolution, reflect on the way we live and love. Do we use others to get what we want? Or are we an unconditional gift of self to do what is best for the other person? And let's make our resolution to really live the law of the gift, that we give ourselves to do what is good for others. Live the law of the gift. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I really encourage all of you to meditate on each one of this series of 15, because one will build upon the other. And we want to show you the real beauty and logic of God's design for the human person, for relationships and sexuality, so that we can really see how the church's teaching on everything from marriage to the heroic call to have children, and the church's teaching on divorce and contraception and in vitro fertilization and natural family planning and homosexuality and all of these issues, it flows from the nature of God, who is love, who has made us in his image and wants us to be happy by loving the way he loves. So, Teresa, how does this first meditation strike you as we launch out? Do you think this is worth reflecting on?
I'm so incredibly excited. I don't know if you remember this in detail, but when you were giving that class at the St. Lawrence Center, I was pretty young, but I would just go with you every single weekend. I would drive up to Lawrence with you. I guess Lawrence has always been kind of calling me one way or another. Once a Lawrence local, always a Lawrence local. But we would go up every single weekend, and it was the highlight of my week. But obviously, I was a kid then. I don't know how. I was probably like between like middle school and high school, early high school. But it didn't really apply to me, and I couldn't understand it. Like, obviously, dating when you're that young is just different, and really no one knows what's going on. But so it didn't really apply to me, and like I didn't fully understand, but I think it did form me in so many ways, my just understanding of relationships, friendships, and just the concept of what dating and marriage is for, all of that. But now that I'm actually in college, and that's like a genuine vocation that's on my mind that I'm trying to pursue and understand, it's like, this is when I need it most, and I feel like this is when I've seen it, like, the least. Like, I haven't had this content at my fingertips, and I want it so badly, and I feel like this content in specific is what the people around me need. I know so many people who just don't have that baseline, even if they're trying and they're searching for the understanding, and they want to know why we do what we do. It's so hard when you just don't understand that at the end of the day, we are called to love like God, and that has to be a total gift of self.
Well, and I'm glad I didn't expect you to say this, but it's a good reminder that these meditations on this topic are perfect for kids in junior high, mm-hmm. high school,
yeah.
college students, but parents need to know this stuff. Mm-hmm. Grandparents need to know this stuff.
I don't think there's anyone who doesn't. Like, there's a point, because even when I was younger, obviously I couldn't fully understand half of what you were talking about, but I still gathered from it what I needed to know just about what it means to love people. So I think even kids, although there's things that are probably above their pay grade in this series that we're working on, they'll still gain something out of it. I was never scandalized by anything in this. I found it comprehensible. Granted, I also had all of the formation of theology of the body at that point, but I think it's just there's something in it for everyone, because it's just how we love, and that's what humans do. We love.
And we provide a full transcript for each of these. Mm-hmm. So it would be especially good for parents or grandparents to print out and read through and really let it soak in. And there's another reason why we need to be formed in this teaching that comes through the church, because we are getting killed politically mm-hmm. on all of the issues yeah. of marriage, family, and life.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting killed politically because we lost the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost the culture because we lost sight of God's plan
yeah.
for these areas. So the only way that we're going to be victorious politically,
mm-hmm.
or that I should say it this way, of establishing in the laws in our society God's plan, we have to know them first.
I know so few people who actually understand why we believe as Catholics so many things, and these are the biggest talking points. It's homosexuality, it's sex outside of marriage, it's divorce. But it's good to have blind faith and be like, oh, like I just trust the church is right here. But you need to know, because there are so many reasons, and it's all really, I love that it's very much backed up by logic, in the sense that I've had conversations with non-religious people and I can at least say, oh, we don't believe this because, yeah, that is use. This is not what we believe it's for. This is not love. But if you just say, oh, we just don't like it.
That the church teaches.
It says no, so we don't. And that's not going to stop someone from sinning. Like, you're not going to not cross the line because someone once said, like, hey, maybe don't. But if you know, oh, this isn't even what I want.
That's right.
It's not even what I want.
And in the end, everyone wants to love and be loved. And in the end, no one wants to be used. And we all know we can't find happiness through use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad we're going to launch out on this together.
Yeah, I'm excited to share it with as many of my friends as possible.
Well, perfect. Hey, I just want to remind you that I was only able to get limited hotel space for our pilgrimage to the Holy Land this June 7th through the 17th, which means we'll only have one bus, but that will make it a much more intimate pilgrimage. But we only have a few spaces left. So come and join me to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and Mary. If you would like more info, just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on pilgrimages, or contact us at trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.